Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is The Woods.
Grr.
The show made by bears for the bear community, their admirers and supporters all around Australia and the world. Brought to you from Melbourne's Joy 94.9 studios. Woof.
Grr.
It is just after 9 o'clock. You're on The Woods on Joy 94.9. This is Big Bear Mark in the studio tonight. I would say as normal, but we kind of take breaks, don't we?
We
got Bear Curious Dean.
I'm back. I had a week off. I'm come back nice and refreshed and renewed.
Refreshed and renewed. And I have to say, you've committed a mortal sin.
I have committed a mortal sin.
We might talk about that later.
Okay. We'll keep it secret.
We've got James on the panel tonight. Hey, James.
Evening, guys. How's it all going?
Good. Yeah.
Really
not
well.
Not too bad at all.
Had a good week.
Yeah, getting ready for spring.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost springtime. Well, it is springtime.
Well, it is. September 1st was the other day.
And spring has sprung.
Not that you'd know because of the Melbourne weather, but, you know.
But springtime bears. What do bears get up to in the springtime?
Well, I did notice Vic Bears put a very special springtime bear thing on their Facebook page today, I think it was, or the other day. And saying that, we have two members of Vic Bears in with us tonight. We've got the treasurer, Frank. Hey, Frank.
G'day.
And we've got the committee member at large, Mark.
Woof.
And, of course, and the note we got today was it's the Frank and Freezer show.
Frank and Freezer.
So, in the house. That's good. Frank and Freezer. Very good. And so we're going to start the show with talking about a few things that are coming up with at Vic Bears, and maybe even a few things that have been on Vic Bears in the past. Last week we did speak a little bit about the slumber party that was on the other week. Has the Laird got the feathers out of all the nooks and crannies yet, Mark?
Last time I was there were still a few feathers in the garden, so it's a new game now to try and find the feathers.
Yeah.
I'm still pulling feathers out of the two bears at home, and I still haven't opened some of the bedding that we took away. I'm just dreading doing that.
Pulling feathers out of the two bears at home, is that code for something, or is...
I was going to say, which two bears did you take home? yes.
Us to wonder, I think, at that one.
Exactly. But it was a fun night, I have to say, Mark. So very well done to Vic Bears for their slumber party.
And onesies all round?
Well, not onesies all round, but there were certainly a few. We had several dragons, so we were able to pull the Where Are My Dragons photo montage.
And I have to say, they did have a tail fight at one point.
Tail fight?
Yes, I was about to say my better half, but I'll just say my other half.
He'll be listening.
No, he's not. He's in Brisbane. He's in Sydney.
Oh, so you like then?
Yeah, it's fine. But he came off second best because his tail almost came completely off.
Oh.
His stuffing was going everywhere.
Oh, no.
I know. It was not
a bear
good.
Bear losing his stuffing. That's not good.
The visuals on that one don't really bear thinking about.
No,
stuffing
exactly.
Stuffing going everywhere.
And what else was happening, right?
It was the pillow fight took off a lot more than expected. There's a little video on our Vic Bears page that shows some of the action there, but it was fast and furious, and as we know, the feathers were everywhere through the Laird. They did a very good job because we went there the following day, and there was just a few little ones blowing in the breeze.
Yes, because they were everywhere. They were everywhere.
Some people took some home in some very interesting places, I hear.
I'm sure they did. Mm. I'm sure they did. Frank, did you make it to the slumber party?
No, unfortunately, I couldn't. I was down with pneumonia.
Oh that's no good. I was just about to berate you then, and I can't now. That's no good.
No, not at all.
And so that was a couple of weeks ago now, but the next den night coming up, you've got something special planned, haven't you?
We're going footy.
Silence is not good on radio, guys. Just let you know. No,
you need to talk. Silence. Did you notice how there was a look exchange between the two of them? Footy, footy. What do we know? What are we going to say about footy?
Well, that's a good point.
Well, it's more about the gear than maybe the sport itself. Or am I wrong?
You are very much right.
ding, you win a prize.
I win a prize.
So it's footy fetish wear, yeah?
Pretty much, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just whatever you feel comfortable with. Doesn't have to be too fetish. But, we're thinking of, because a lot of the footy finals are on, there's different themes, different footy...
Different codes.
Codes, yep, is the word I'm looking for, just like hanky codes. Lots of different footy codes. And
is there a hanky for footy gear?
Ooh.
Mark, you'd know.
I'm not aware of one. It might be something like footy laces.
Footy laces. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
But I would have thought that you'd just wear
it. You just footy wear it. Yeah.
That's right.
That makes sort of sense.
And there's
it?
Usually not a pocket to put the hanky in. Anyway.
Well, the first thing that popped into my mind was, where would those footy laces be? I wonder.
Perhaps that's a topic for later in the hour.
Maybe. So what should I wear if I come along to the footy den night?
Whatever footy gear you feel comfortable in, specifically with whichever code you prefer. So anything, rugby, soccer, anything that's associated with the term footy.
So footy shorts, a bit
footy
of a jersey.
Shorts, jersey.
Scarf, maybe.
Scarf, beanie.
Just a scarf, nothing
gloves.
Else.
Mm. Well, you could wear it like a one piece.
A one, yeah. Like a Borat
if you like,
onesie.
Borat onesie.
Mankini, yes.
Exactly, that's the one. Uh-huh. But whatever you feel comfortable, and just even if you don't feel comfortable just wearing footy shorts, you can just come along with a regular wear. If you've got a jersey, wear a jersey or just wear your scarf.
Come dressed as a football
just to support
supporter.
The football supporters, yeah.
Yeah, it's like it's one time that they allow that sort of things in the pubs.
Exactly, yeah. They tend to turn people away after football matches because they tend to be rowdy. But in this case, we're more than welcome to have people come along.
Because we want it to be rowdy.
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
If you've got some... If you've got some balls of your own, you're more than welcome to share them with everybody.
Well, I did like your tagline for your poster. It's got, have you got balls?
Exactly. Yep, and feel free to bring them along and let people handle them for you.
All right. Well, yeah, pass them around.
Yeah, pretty much, if you like.
So you can practice your ball handling skills at the footy den night.
Well, what I want to know is, what is the handball comp?
Oh.
Am I... preempting something that we haven't organised yet? Or
no, it's very much organised, but our captain is not here at the moment to talk about it.
Oh.
He's very busy getting something erected, shall we say, in time for the actual competition.
It's such a shame radio is such a non-visual, because these guys these guys are sitting here with real sparkles in their eyes. It's quite impressive.
I have got a few things going through my mind at the moment, but I'm assuming that you're going to be doing that AFL thing where you punch the ball.
That's it. That's
and punch the ball.
Well, don't
handball the ball. Yeah,
handball the ball.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming there will be a target of some sort.
Some sort.
Yes. And there'll be a lot of scoring.
There's always a lot of scoring at the
Adelaide. Yeah. But more than usual. More scoring than usual.
And a lot earlier than usual, yes.
Uh-huh.
Very good. Well, we'll be coming back and learning more about more events.
Springtime Bears, it's going off.
Springtime Bears coming up during spring at Vic Bears. This is The Woods on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
For all things bear, cub, otter or wolf and any other woodland creature, The Woods on Joy 94.9.
It is The Woods on Joy 94.9. Now, Dean, if you want to join in the conversation tonight, you're more than welcome to, because we're going to be talking a little bit later about sex.
Sex.
And more, and how it pertains to bears particularly. Isn't that right, James?
In particular, yep.
So we've got an SMS number.
We sure do. If you want to contribute to the conversation about bear sex, you can SMS in on 0427-JOY-949, or you can email us on air at joy.org.au.
Excellent.
Maybe you could ask us a question. You could share your stories.
Yes, exactly.
About bear sex.
About bear sex. And or if you want to know anything about Vic Bears in particular, we've got two people right here in the studio who can answer your questions.
Or sex with a bear.
A committee member. A
committee member, maybe.
We've got Frank and Fraser right here.
We have. Take your calls. They're standing by the lines.
Again, so much more sparkling in the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They're not saying anything. They're just looking at it going, no, what are you talking about? But events.
Springtime events. What else is coming up in spring?
Okay, so the next event we've got planned is our regular games night at Hares and Hyenas, which will be on this Tuesday night, the 8th. I've got some brand new games to bring along, so that'll be exciting.
Woohoo! What time does that start?
6:30, runs till about 9:30.
That's so good on school night. That's doable. Yeah.
It's doable, and you can get some nibbles and some drinks from the boys behind the counter and sit down and play some games with some friendly bears.
It sounds like so much fun.
It is fun.
You should come along. I went along last games night.
Yeah. What did you play?
What we played.
Did you play Cluedo?
No, we played.
Did you play
Love Letters?
Did we play Love Letters?
Yes, we did.
We did. And we played Grimm. Was it Grimm? What's the name?
Fairy Tale Gloom.
Gloom. That's what I meant.
Ah.
And we played something about a dungeon card game. What was that one?
That would be Boss Monster 2.
That's it.
Yeah. You pack a lot of games into the night.
Yeah, you do. You pack a few games into the night. Yeah. So it's a fun night, and there's usually, you know, a couple of tables going. It's not just one, and you can come in and meet people and play a game.
Do you play Cards of Humanity?
Cards Against Humanity,
Against Humanity?
There's usually a table for that, yes. All things it's always a popular one.
It is good fun. I've played that.
Yes.
It's a bit naughty.
It is a little naughty, yes. And, so there's lots of things. There's lots of games that you can play. And as Mark said, the boys from Hares and Hyenas will make you a coffee or get you a beer or sell you a cookie or...
Or a book.
And when I say cookie, I mean with chocolate chips, not anything else in them. Okay.
Marshmallows.
Marshmallows, macadamias. You know, they've got good, nice ones.
So white with one with an ice Volvo and a game of Monopoly.
Exactly.
With fellow bears. Oh. So that's
Bearopoly,
Tuesday?
Yeah.
Bearopoly, Tuesday the 8th of September from 6:30 at Hares and Hyenas in Fitzroy.
Yes. Next week.
Next week.
This coming Tuesday.
Yes.
Yes.
Fantastic.
What else is happening?
Well, following that, we've also got Lazy Sunday Lunch at Mona Castle Hotel in Seddon on Sunday the 13th at 1 o'clock. We've actually been there before. It was highly recommended by a lot of the members to go back again. So we've managed to fit it into this month's calendar to get there.
Yeah, it's one of my locals. It's just around the corner from me.
Mm. Yeah. We try to get around to a lot of different places, a lot of different suburbs, because we're realising we are Vic Bears, not Mel Bears or Fitzroy Bears.
You've even been out to Ballarat and a few places like that.
And we're actually aiming to get out to Shepparton next month as well.
Wow.
Yeah, and we're going to do it as a lazy Saturday lunch because Shepparton are having their Gay Pride Festival. So we're going to tie it in with that and have our lazy Saturday lunch up there.
That'd be fantastic. I've never been to Shepparton, so that might be an opportunity for me to get up there.
Yeah, it would be great opportunity. We're trying to work out how we can all get up there together on the even if we can't book a train all together, at least if we can get all our tickets together, we can meet up and go up there all together.
Carpool? You could drive to Shepparton.
You could drive to Shepparton. Yeah.
It's about 2 hours, two and a half hours.
Yeah.
You could pack the car, have a bit of sing-along on the way.
But if you take the train, you can enjoy lunch with a few beverages.
Oh, we like a few beverages on a train.
Yes, exactly.
You can meet a stranger on the train.
You can reenact you can have an Agatha Christie day on the train or something, yeah.
You could be Miss Marple and I could be Hercule.
That's exactly
that
right.
Yes.
You've got something to do, though, before you can be a really convincing Hercule. You know that, don't you?
Oh, I do.
We're not talking about
yet? We'll talk about it later. We're still coming back to that.
Just keep it on the burner.
On the burner, yeah, because it might come in with the topic that we've got coming up after this. Yes.
It might.
What else for the bears coming up?
So after Lazy Sunday Lunch, we're also doing an Inverloch camping weekend from the 18th to the 20th. Which is organised by Nigel, the secretary. It's more of an informal one. It's not as grand as the Grampians camp.
Which is also coming up.
But the Inverloch one is more at your own leisure if you can make it. There's a couple of days there. And they tend to have a lot of fun. There's usually a smaller group of about 5 to 10 bears who go down for that weekend. It's not always at the same places. It's a bit of a travelling weekend one.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing more camp than a row of tents. So why not revel in that and share it with your fellow bears? So.
Exactly right.
So we are pitching a tent.
Pitching the tents.
Or if you're a bit more civilised, you can opt for the cabin option at the campground next door.
But, okay.
There you go. That's
that's
probably my speed, because I'd need electricity for the CPAP.
And you're more of a glamper as well, really.
Well, that's right. Yeah. No, look, don't get me wrong. I actually do enjoy. I was going
to
say
back to nature.
I enjoy camping for a second, but I'm sure that would be taken the wrong way.
Could go many different
yes,
ways.
Enjoying nature, yes. Mm-hmm. Getting out into the bush.
Mm-hmm.
All those
cliches.
Yeah.
Banging a pig in.
Bagging, yeah, exactly. bagging one out again. Yeah, it's enjoy all of that. There's nothing like waking up with the campfire going and, all that sort of stuff. It's really good.
Do you think people would get much sleep? Do you think there'd be a lot of snoring probably in a bear's camp?
I'm wondering. I thought we were going elsewhere there. Maybe there was something else happening that they weren't getting
sleep.
Well,
yeah, there would be that as well. I mean, that's almost a given, isn't it?
I don't know.
Play board really games for the early hours of the morning.
That's exactly. That's, no, love, and that would probably be more to the point. There'd be more board games.
Love letters and glum till 3 in the morning.
Yeah, glum the next morning, I think, from lack of sleep.
Well, anyway.
Fun, yes. So Inverloch weekend on the 18th of September. So springtime getaway.
Correct. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
Now, how just do people find out more about that one?
Everything's available on the website. Mm-hmm. And also through the Facebook page, Vic Bears Inc. And all the members will, of course, be able to receive the Paw Prints newsletter as soon as I get home from here and send it.
Stand by. Frank's about to send the newsletter.
It's done. That's what I'm looking at now.
Go to the Facebook page and the events. It's all on there. There's links to the campsite website and the maps and everything there. So you can't go wrong.
You can get yourself organised.
You can get yourself very well, truly organised for camping with the bears.
Good.
And if Camp Daphne was any indication of the snoring, then yes, there will be a lot of snoring.
So last time you were on, we talked about Camp Daphne. Now, it's been and gone.
It has indeed.
How was it? How was the organisational getaway for the Vic Bears?
It was very productive, I thought.
Okay. Yeah, so very productive, very bonding, I think. Partly the lack of sleep allowed us to bond quite well. The main thing is that we decided on basically all the major themes for the events for the rest of the year. So we've got a very firm idea of what sort of events, how they're going to work together, how can we make things bigger and better than last year. We also went through the survey feedback and learned the lessons from that and have used that for the planning ahead. I thought it was very productive. We got a lot of things decided very early on, so we've got a very clear plan for the next year.
And I believe there was an incident at the local establishment up there.
I also believe we were not going to talk about that.
Oh, I know.
Oops.
Did I say we weren't going to talk about it?
I'm sure you said we would touch on it.
Oh, I'm sure I said that. Anyway, let's not go there.
Fortunately for you, two of the members that are sitting at this desk were not the five members who came back late that night. So we know exactly
what
went on.
You two may have got... Well, you maybe don't know what went on because you weren't there.
No, we told. We were told.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Yes. One particular representative, when they came to the door, had his shirt totally open, but does not remember how it became totally open.
Did he
on
have
the
buttons
walk home.
On still? Were there buttons on it?
I believe so, but as to how they got ripped open, he's not quite sure.
Maybe
there was a little bit of singing of Ease On Down the Road, and we're off to see the wizard, apparently, at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Hold it, you know when you get to the point where you're singing the Wizard of Oz, it's been a big night. That's all I can say.
There's been a lot of Dorothying going on, I think, from the sounds of that.
Exactly. You're on the Woods on Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
And if I can make it to the middle of this tightrope.
This is Matt Albert from San Francisco.
Well, then you can find a way to make it out here too.
You're listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9.
And if I can make it to the middle of this tightrope.
I like that.
Yes,
little Matt Albert for us. Yeah. Yes. So we were talking to the boys from Vic Bears, of course. Just to let everyone know, you're on the Woods on Joy 94.9. That's where we are. If you want to join in the conversation at any point in time, you can do so by SMSing us 0427 Joy 949 or emailing us on air at joy.org.au. Now, Frank and Mark, just want to quickly mention Aquabear, of course, coming up.
Yeah, at the Collingwood Leisure Centre on... what day is that? The 27th of September at 2 o'clock, which is always followed by a lovely refreshment opportunity in Clifton Hill afterwards.
So you work off all the... do some exercise, then you go and fill it up on coffee and chocolates and pastries.
It's the only reason to do exercise.
True, very true. And you also wanted to mention about the... Was it the 13th of September?
The 13th of September. So it's the same day as Lazy Sunday Lunch. At 9 o'clock, there's a
it's the Walk with Lifeline on World Suicide Prevention Day. So Gary, who's one of the committee, is organising a group to participate in that walk. So you can work up an appetite again to prepare yourselves for the lazy Sunday lunch. So that's in, and you'll have to pronounce that for me,
Birrarung Ma.
Upper Terrace Batman Ave in Melbourne. Starts at 9 a.m. So there's a bit more information on the Vic Bears webpage, of course.
And for people who are unaware, that's just behind Federation Square in the city.
Right.
Yeah.
So have a look at that, see if you want to do that. And then looks like there's going to be plenty of time to hop on a train, which of course will be running by then, and get yourself out to set in for a nice healthy lunch.
Healthy, yes. That's the word, healthy. Thank you very much, boys. Now, you stick around because we're going to be... our topic du jour is sex. And
I always love it when you go, sex.
Sex.
You can't just go, the next topic is sex. It's our next topic is...
Take a breath.
Sex.
Sex. Exactly.
He has to make it sexy.
Sexy, exactly. Yeah. Now, James...
I was thinking about this today because, you know, sex is everywhere.
You were thinking about sex today, right?
I think it, well, and men think about sex every 7 seconds, I think, is what I heard somewhere or I read somewhere. If they're bears, it might be every 3.5 seconds. But it's everywhere. It's on TV. It's in the media. Whether you're watching Bachelor, and you know what? I think there are some bears that do watch Bachelor with the romance in the background. Game of Thrones is pretty sexy, but apparently it's dangerous if you have sex in Game of Thrones. I'm not a follower of that, but it seems to
be. Gay characters don't do well in Game of Thrones. I mean, you either get killed by a ghost spirit or you get imprisoned in a dungeon. Yeah,
right. But the thing is, the media portrayal of like for people who are having lots of sex, if you think about what they look like, they very rarely show a sexy bear. You don't often see people over the 90-100 kilo with their shirts and tops off.
Well, and a friend of mine... we're talking about media and different shows. He loved Biggest Loser, but he used to tape it and play it in reverse.
Yep.
So they went from skinny to fat. But anyway.
Well, that's what I was going to say. The Biggest Loser is about the only show where you'll get people taking their clothes off when they weigh over 100 kilos. I don't know if you've seen the ads for Biggest Loser, but apparently the next thing is the trainers have to eat what the families are eating, and then they have a weigh-in. But anyway, we won't go on that. Media really doesn't portray big well, and there's a reason for that. Like, there are more than one reason for that. But one really important reason is that it can sometimes be really sort of harmful to your health. There are other reasons besides the media to think about, you know, how your weight's going. And a lot of people don't actually realize that things like high cholesterol and insulin resistance is an early indicator for type 2 diabetes. And those illnesses themselves, they impact on sexual performance. They actually clog the small veins in the penis. I didn't know that. I didn't actually know
that. I didn't know that either.
Yeah, well, apparently the fatty deposits that get built up in the penis are caused by something called the sex hormone binding globulin. I think this is how it works. SHBG, as it's known for short, binds with the testosterone, which we all know that testosterone is the chemical that makes us all feel horny and frisky, right? So this SHBG binds with the testosterone, and that means that you don't have as much testosterone available, which is not a good thing. You should see, again, this is not, radio is not a visual media, but if you could see the four stunned faces that are in front of me, they're kind of like...
So basically what you're saying is that the bigger you are, the more this... What was it again?
SHBG, the sex hormone binding globulin.
It is attached to fat hormone, so you're not... don't have as much, so you're not as horny
allegedly
as our skinny compatriots
allegedly.
Unless you're attracted to big, hairy, beefy guys, in which case you tend to, it tends to be a bit more exciting for you. So that may explain why cubs are so much more active than bears in bed.
Well, yeah, there is that. That's an interesting perspective. I wonder about the amount of available testosterone that they have in their body, though. I guess that if they're smaller, they're going to have more, aren't they? That makes sense.
I don't know about that. So how do you increase your testosterone in your body? Is it age-related?
I don't think you can... you can take chemicals that increase it, from what I understand, mm-hmm. but you can't increase it kind of naturally. You just have a certain level.
Oh.
Yeah, and if you are overweight and if you've got a lot of fat floating around in your veins and in your blood system, that's when the testosterone gets taken up by this other globulin, this hormone, and it's not available to make you horny and give you a bit of lead in your pencil.
Well, there you go. So you need to reduce the
the sexual hormone binding globulin, SHBG.
I can't say that quickly. Also.
No, it's a bit of a tongue twister, that
it,
one.
It certainly is. But there is some good news. Do you want to know?
Please tell us the good news.
Look at the good news.
Oh, my God, tell us the good news.
The good news is that there are some things that you can do to help like reduce your SHBG and improve your testosterone.
Let me grab a pen. Okay.
And
is sex one of
enough,
them, by the way?
Interestingly enough.
Okay, I'm writing this down.
No, that's a side effect.
Oh, okay.
So what you have to do is... You have to eat lots of fruit and vegetables.
Okay.
Well, that's kind of a given. I think we all know that. But the interesting thing is fruit and veg keep the cholesterol down and the blood sugars under control. So those are good things. You need to exercise, but not just any old exercise. Like most people kind of think exercise, they think gym, they think workouts. I don't know about you guys, but for me, the idea of being in a gym with clanky machines and sweaty guys does absolutely zero for me. It just...
Remove the machines and you're fine.
Yeah, but that's...
Just have the sweaty guys.
But that's the problem. It's the sweaty guys and the clanking and the machines and the preening in front of the mirror. You know, it just doesn't do anything
for me. Well, stop preening, James. Stop preening.
But oh, damn. You're on to me so quickly. But the thing is, it's things like brisk walking,
yes,
cycling, mm-hmm. and, believe it or not, yoga. Yoga is really good exercise for helping tone up the thighs, the buttocks, and the pelvic area where you need to be trim and lean. Yeah.
So tell me, Fraser, how's your downward dog?
I've got one of those toys in my box, yes. the tummy makes it difficult to get into certain positions, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I do go to the gym. I don't mind going to the gym.
Yeah.
Do they do yoga at your gym? I don't
know. No, that's across the road. They've got one of those Bikram warm room type things.
Oh, I've done that.
Things.
Yes. Oh. It's hot. It's hot and you sweat
literally
and all your
hot.
Toxins
it's literally
go.
Hot.
It is quite invigorating, but it is quite interesting.
I don't mind being in a puddle of some things, but not my own sweat.
No, or your neighbour's sweat as well, as it turns out sometimes.
So do you want to know what one of the other good things that you can do to help?
Yes.
Is it's a suggestion that I think, from what I was reading today, it was geared mainly at the women, but it said that you should indulge in reading a little light erotica.
Okay.
And I thought to myself, when I thought that, I thought every single guy I know, and I know mostly bears because that's the kind of social life that I have, I would say that would be a down. They should read less erotica.
I was going to say, does watching porn count?
No. Definitely not. XTube is off the list.
Oh,
that's not light erotica.
So light erotica.
And you have to read the words, not just look at the pictures.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay. It was a really interesting thought that, you know, the bears I know would be, you know, encouraged to read a little light erotica. So 50 Shades of Grey has got to be by your bedside cabinet, I think. I think that's what they're trying to tell us.
Can you buy? Like somewhere like Hares and Hyenas, is there a backroom shelf that has Bears erotica?
I don't have to think even on the back shelf. It's,
they do have Bear erotic, you know, short story books. And,
uh-huh.
I know for a fact there's certainly some books on daddies. In that section. Can I lend to one? Buy those. Yeah. Oh, you'll have to ask Ash. Okay. Regular present for him. So, yes, there is bare erotic fiction there.
So a couple of other things are, one of the recommendations was that you should think sexy. Because if you think sexy of yourself particularly, you tend to be able to be sexy a lot more easily.
Okay, give us an example of thinking sexily, James. Come on.
Yeah, but I was told I've got to stop preening. So it's really, that's a bit of a con. I'm told one minute I can and one minute I can't. And
you know, what is thinking
sexy thoughts?
Sexy, is it
thinking of yourself as being sexy? I mean, one of the things we're saying here is that the media hype us up into thinking that, you know, you've got to be a super fit muscle Mary and have a six pack, or, you know, I did hear on the radio today someone said, you know, like, here comes the sun out with the guns or something along those lines. And I think, you know, one of the things that we tend to do is a lot of us get hung up on having our shirts off and thinking, should we, shouldn't we, you know, it's not a good look.
But I think something that comes with being a bear is that you do get to challenge those stereotypes. I mean, obviously, with hosting Mr. Vic Bears and Southern Hibernation last year, that's I suppose a partly a bear beauty contest. Don't write in and don't complain that I called it that.
There'll be letters.
It's more than a beauty contest, I know, but you've got to imagine part of it. I mean, let's face it, Michael Heap, who won last year, he's fantastic.
Not a bad-looking chap.
He's a good-looking chap.
He's a very good-looking chap.
And it's got to be, you know. But, I mean, obviously, and you guys support your sexy parties, and you like to get the masculine and sexiness happening at Vic Bears, don't you?
We do, but we're really keen on making sure everyone in all aspects of life feel that way. It's not just Michael Heap, because Michael Heap was a good-looking guy.
Sorry. That's just me.
With amazing singing voice.
Yeah.
And the amazing singing voice. But he actually also managed to get the most amount of money for the charity for the event. So he got more points on that based as well as the things behind the scene. He attended more of the events that were going on, and he talked to people throughout the competition that weren't specifically just people who were his type or things like that. He talked to older members, he talked to younger members. He showed that he didn't really care to just single out people that he liked and for him to hang around with. So all of that plays into that sort of spectrum. But I, for example, have two older partners who are, as we mentioned before, 168 and 176, and they said to shout out hi, but I think that counts.
Hi guys.
Hi guys.
And I find them both very sexy, but not because they're that age. I actually met them when they were in their 50s. And one is skinny, type 2 diabetes, and very intellectual, as I've mentioned before. And I actually find that very sexy.
Exactly.
He doesn't count himself as a bear. He's whereas Jeffrey is phenomenally furry. He is overweight, has the most stunning blue eyes, and the most gorgeous personality. Not that Terry doesn't, but this is what makes Jeffrey a little bit more.
Frank's got free reign tonight. He can say anything he likes.
Because they're not sitting in the background like last time. And I have to say, if you haven't heard the interview with the boys,
it's a good one.
It's a good one. Get onto the podcast and have a listen. Talking about polyamory. It was a very interesting night, I have to say.
So just a quick summary, really, is one of the things that was in my mind was that we would think about the idea of change your diet, do a little bit of exercise, you know, get out there, get thinking positively. Don't get consumed with work. Worrying and fretting about work is going to make you eat, and that will kind of have the opposite effect. And there is always, if you're absolutely stuck and these things don't help, you can always get a bit of counselling, maybe check in with your GP. But they're just some things that, you know, so that we all get more sex. That's what I'm really all about.
And part of thinking sexy too is knowing that someone out there does.
Yep.
Right? And regardless of whether or not people are looking at you or not looking at you or have, you know, make no contact with you or make contact with you,
yep,
just knowing yourself that you look good today, you're standing upright and you're meeting people eye to eye,
yep,
means that if the people not looking at you
That's their problem.
They don't feel good about themselves.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that's the, so sexy is often for me more than just the physicality. It is the personality, exactly. It's the confidence, it's the cheekiness or whatever it is. It's the intellect, as you say.
And the bears are good at that. There's no...
Very, very
predominantly
true.
The bears are very good at that because basically they've lived their lives working through a lot of those things.
We'll continue this conversation. You're on The Woods on Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
In a forest, not too far from here, the tiny woodland creatures awake. They are thirsty. They are in need of the April showers. And only one man can bring it to them. The Big Dipper!
What's up? This is Big Dipper and you're listening to The Woods.
The Big Dipper, me now fuck around. Drip, drip, drop goes the baseline. Power club music is a Big Dipper sound. Big Dipper sound.
You're on The Woods. This is Big Bear Mark. I'm joined in the studio by Bear Curious Dean, James, Frank, and Freezer, or Mark, this evening. And we're talking about sexy and what we think is sexy. And talking about what we think is sexy, Dean.
Mm-hmm.
As a bear... you committed a immortal sin this week.
I did. Why don't you tell?
You crossed the line. What did you do that might make a couple of people think you might be a little bit less sexy than you were last week?
Oh, a little less bear curious than I perhaps ought to be. Yes. Oh, look, it's confession time.
Go on. Tell us. What
Forgive
did you
me,
do?
Father, I have sinned.
Yes.
I shaved my beard.
Oh, if only we had the sound effect for gasping.
I think we do. But it's like...
clutching the pearls.
Oh, it's like, my God. I was absolutely shocked when you walked in tonight.
All clean shaven, yes.
Clean shaven. Mm. I was like...
I felt like a change. I felt like a springtime change. I started trimming and I thought, what the hell, I'll go all the way.
And look,
it'll grow back.
I'm not saying anything. I mean, you know, you're a confident, gay, sexy man. A little less sexy now, in my opinion.
I hear a but.
No, but I'm just saying, I do think beards are kind of sexy.
You do like a man with a beard.
I like a man with a beard.
Got to admit, a little bit of facial hair. I'll go with the 80s porn moustache.
A bit of Magnum P.I.
Oh, my God. Mm. Weak at the knees again.
Yes. And look, and this is the thing. I mean, we all find different things sexy. Right. I mean... I go through phases. I'm like, I really do. It's like 1 month I'll be going, I really like Asian guys. Or next month I'm going, I just want, you know, someone older. Or some. Then it's like, I just want a chaser. Or, you know, it really is. I do find myself thinking, having different thoughts about what is sexy in different times.
And variety is the spice of life.
Yes. Mm. What about our guests? What do they find sexy in a man or a woman or both?
Freezer?
No, apparently that's my call.
Again, the shocked looks.
Facial hair is definitely top of the rank. But body size, it just varies. I like my big bears and I like my little pocket bears and I like my tiny little cuddly... guys that I kind of have so many types it's not funny. So
yeah, I'm in with you. I have a very large range of what I find sexy, right. Which is great because there's a lot of things I find sexy. But some people don't range. I mean, Frank, what are you, where do you fit in the what is sexy category?
Type doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
I can look at people who look very similar and go neither one of them or one of them only. And it's really got to do with their facial expressions, their eyes, how they project themselves to the world. I've been reading my light erotic Tumblr sites, and
that's what light erotic is. Tumblr,
Mixes it up with other things, not just porn.
You got it.
And a lot of the time I'm just flicking through all the fully nude shots going, I'm not, don't really care.
Yeah.
And then suddenly you'll get this really lovely face photo of a guy who's wearing a chick shirt. He's got, he might have a stubble, you know. Yeah. Admittedly, I do like my, I do like prefer beards, mm-hmm. and but I do have friends who don't have them. And
Dean, there's a theme going on here. Anyway, keep going.
Yeah. but as you said, they do grow back, and November's coming up too.
Exactly.
Yes. And Hercule Poirot, remember that reference? Uh-huh. Yes. I think there'll be something going on. Is that correct?
Maybe.
Back. He's going to be twirling and hopefully not in a ballerina's tutu.
Twirling a baton. You know what I find sexy?
What?
The shaved head.
Oh, yeah. See, that can do it for me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. I think for me, it's I'm the opposite of you in many ways, Frank. I think my type is really quite specific. And I do love a Middle Eastern, Mediterranean, you know, if it's Greek, if it's Turkish, if it's Israeli, any, like, Middle Eastern.
Anyone else hungry at this point?
There's a bit of drooling going on around the studio, maybe. But, yeah, so for me, it's those kinds of, that look catches my eye every time. And it can be just, you know, it can be a photo, it can be a person on the street. And I think I'm going to confess here, one of the reasons I moved to Melbourne in 2005 from New Zealand, where it's Auckland's a very small place, as you guys probably know, but one of the reasons I moved here was because it's just such an amazing multicultural, it's an amazing multicultural city. There's people from all over the world, and there's loads of people from the Middle East and Mediterranean countries. So I'm in gay boy heaven.
Dark eyes.
Yeah. Dark brown eyes. Brown eyes every time. Complete opposite to me, of course.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've all got our dreamy spots, haven't we?
Well, and you know, I hate to do this, but I'm going to go a little PC on everyone's ass right at the moment, because it's like, because we have said tonight, where do you stand, and this on hookup apps, when someone says Mediterranean only or Caucasian only, because people have obviously got away from saying no fats, no Asians, whatever like that.
That's fats, no femmes, no Asians.
Yeah, exactly. Which was the. But how do we feel about that? And should someone be offended if they see that on someone's profile? Frank, you're looking. Go on.
He's nodding. He's certainly nodding.
I'm usually very PC.
Yeah.
And about this, I'm extremely PC, because it's everyone's right to say what they're after and what they're after. If you believe that you fit into that category and you get offended by it, you have every right to be that. And you have every right to tell them so. But it doesn't necessarily mean that they don't like every single Asian. It just means they haven't got around to knowing many.
Yeah.
It's the same as straight acting.
Yeah. Yeah, well, exactly.
People are going, I had an James is going to cop it now. I had an issue. I had an issue with when you said it can be.
Yeah.
It can be Mediterranean. It can be Turkish. It can be Greek.
Yep.
Right? Now, I presume you were just referencing the type as opposed to the person.
Yep.
But this is where language comes into a major problem.
Oh, sure.
It's because people listen to that and you... What I picked up from that was that you treat all your sexual partners as
an it.
Yeah, as a thing that you control, you know, that you own or you control, as opposed to someone, you know, he can be this. But what happens if he isn't?
Mm.
Yeah, and usually what happens with types is there's one person you fall in love with is not your type.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and then what was stopping you? Why did you stop looking at your type?
Yeah.
You know, how did this person fall into it?
I think it's a really good topic. I mean, I'm with you, Mark, that I don't think it needs to be said. I mean, we all have our likes and we all have our preferences.
Exactly.
And me going on air and saying that, you know, I'm very attracted to men who are Mediterranean is just one thing. But I don't have that in any profile. I would not make that statement because I think it's damaging and it's hurtful to people. But, you know, and when people message me, I get messages from people of many different types. And I reply to them all. I say, thank you. It's nice of you to message me. Have a good night or whatever. But just, I'd let them know that, you know, it's not going to go anywhere else.
And I agree. That's what I think people should do. But I'll play devil's advocate for a moment, okay? Because we live in a fast-paced world. We... don't have a lot of time. If you want to put on your profile, I only want Middle Eastern guys, why shouldn't you? Why isn't that seen as being upfront and not wasting other people's time? And if you were Asian and you saw that, you'd go, or if you're a Caucasian and you saw that, you'd go, I'm not going to go there because he's not into that.
But you see, you're using different kind of language, and that's a positive language, which is, for me, that's okay, because you're saying, I do like and I am attracted to, and this is what I'm looking for, so as opposed to, know this, know that, know the other, which is...
Oh, yeah. See, and this is where I'm getting, because I think it's a fine line these days. And I think, definitely I'm really against people saying no fats, no femmes, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Hopefully we've got past that stage of, no HIV negative, no HIV positive, et cetera.
Yeah.
Though I don't know if we are. But
certainly getting there. I mean, if you look at what's been going on with Scruff, for instance, with this plus you thing where people are, positive and undetectable, I'm seeing a lot of people posting what good responses they're getting from people, and that they're getting a lot of interesting connections, and people are not reacting to the plus you the way they used to.
Can you tell me a little bit what that? I'm not familiar with that. So
on the Scruff app, what positive guys are doing is they're putting plus you in brackets, meaning that they're HIV positive, on meds and undetectable, and it's up there and it's out there right from the very beginning. And once upon a time, there was a bit of kind of uncomfortable, sometimes cruel and nasty, and there still is. It's still happening to some extent, but a lot less.
Right,
that's a really good thing.
You're on the Woods. We'll be back to say goodbye in just a sec.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Catch up or relive all the Woods has to offer. Listen to the Woods podcast online at joy.org.au or on iTunes or Stitcher. Joy 94.9.
And you're on the Woods on Joy 94.9. My name is Mark. I'm here with Bear Curious Dean and James and Frank and Mark from the Vic Bears Committee. And unfortunately, time has got on the better side of us right now, so we're going to have to say goodbye.
Yeah, it's flown past tonight.
I want to say a big thank you for Mark and Frank for actually coming in at the last minute. We just contacted them today saying, come in, guys. And I was like, yeah, okay. So thank you guys for coming in, and we'll see you at a Vic Bears event very shortly, I'm assuming.
Definitely will. Thank you very
much. Tuesday night, games night.
Games night, I'll be there. And thank you very much, Dean. Now, what's coming up on the Cheap Seats tonight?
On the Cheap Seats tonight, we're talking about LGBT issues in sports and media.
Ooh.
Listen to a panel discussion from the United States. Very interesting show.
Very good, very good. Of course, join me at 6:30 a.m. 3 to 9 a.m. on Monday morning with Luke the Wonder Cub for Brekkie Bears. As usual, we'll just be fighting, usually. James, what are you got coming up during the week? Are you going to be on...
doing Q Country with Chris Snow on Sunday. Yeah, so that's my usual... But just panelling. Like, I'm busy listening to great music on,
very
on
good.
Chris's show. It's fabulous.
Very good. Well, this has been The Woods. We'll catch you next week.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.